This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Labs. I'm Eileen.
I'm Samantha.
And it's just the two of us today. We have so much shit to talk about, specifically shit that we watched on television.
As usual.
Today is the, I guess...
The day after The Bachelor.
2 days after, but we record the day after The Bachelor, so it's...
It's fresh
really
in our minds.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Corinne is obviously becoming the, like Olivia said in our last podcast, if you guys didn't listen to last week, we interviewed Olivia Caridi from Ben's season. She was the one who also was vilified was famous for her extremely large
crying on a cliff alone, which she says that she wasn't crying on, and it was just editing.
Well, clearly there was a camera there, because otherwise how would we see it?
Yeah. Well, Corinne definitely can't say that taking her top off was editing.
Yeah, for
she can't
sure.
claim that.
That was real. That was honestly so ridiculous, and the fact that he gave her the rose for that.
I don't know. Do you think someone like told him he had to do that? Like producer weigh in?
No, I don't, because he was really excited to talk to her, probably because he just touched her boobs. But I thought the whole thing was like, oh, like you reveal too much.
Agreed. That was like, it's like literally the opposite of hard to get. There's nothing appealing about it. Like you're like, who would ever choose? I mean, I don't know, like for a wife material, like the girl who takes her top off the first day of The Bachelor filming,
you know,
on TV.
What could have been editing was the fact that everybody else was a lot more PG. That's possible.
Right. But like the girl was wearing like a colonial woman on the wing wedding dress.
No, my favorite was when like Lacey, who is totally the Gretchen Wieners to Corinne, who is the Regina George. Yeah. She's like, I just want to kiss him. She's like, yeah, me too.
Oh my God,
she's like, how good was our kiss? She was like, yeah, it was so good. But anyway, so she was like, I want to kiss him, but I'm just the bridesmaid. And the other girl, Danielle, I'm like, yeah, you kiss him. And then she's like, good job.
Yeah, it's like,
so
what are you like? Why is this like, bring it on? Like,
it was
cheerleading.
So uncomfortable. I don't know.
How long do you think Corinne's really going to last like this?
Like 1 to 2 more episodes.
No,
max.
I think it's got to be like 5, because if you think about it, like they need her to be the villain.
We need her to be the drunk girl. That's really what it
she's
is.
She's just like, she's literally like a freshman in college, that girl. She
really
is like,
funny.
She's
I
like
mean,
the
how
freshman.
How old is she? 22, 24?
Yeah, she's 24.
Do you think her dad will fire her after the
He should. It's like embarrassing. What's she going to do? Have like a client facing role in her company?
He's literally.
It's just like she reminds me of like the freshman first semester of college who like sleeps with every frat guy and then no sororities want her because she.
That's true.
Because she slept with like someone's boyfriend.
Yeah. No, well, technically trying to sleep with everybody's boyfriend.
But exactly.
Speaking
she's
of
just
sleeping.
Like that.
So wait, what about like Liz?
Liz, I mean, first of all, Nick is
are
like
we doing
such
spoilers?
A,
yeah, warning, well, this is a spoiler. We're gonna tell you what happens.
Yeah, Nick is like just honestly like whatever, maybe he doesn't like her, but like he's a pussy. Like he's like, why didn't you call me? It's like you're the guy.
Okay,
like,
I agree
you
with you.
You could have
totally,
gotten her number.
I agree with you totally, but he asked for her number, and yes, they were drunk.
Did
and
he?
Whatever. Yeah, and she says no. That's the whole story.
Wait, but I didn't.
After
like,
they slept together, he asked for her number, and she said no. Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
So
right.
And
yeah,
then
I
she
that.
Shows
right. that.
Up to The Bachelor, like clearly.
There
it's
was some...
weird. It's weird. And then she gives that fucking... I was cringe. I was watching my bed and I... Like the part where she like does the breakup. Like it was so produced, that thing. But like I was under my blanket. Like so cringe. Like cringing. Like please stop. Please stop. Please stop. And then the commentary of the girls were like, wow, her breakup was really in detail.
She was really some sort
creative.
Of pathological liar.
Or just like creative writer.
Wait, how do you feel about the fact that like... ABC continues to vilify their own Bachelor by making all the girls like break
call
up
him
with
an
him.
Asshole.
Yeah, like call him an asshole. It's like you're not like making him more attractive. Like, and I just feel like the whole season, and like maybe it's partly because of like the nature of like the contestants and social media and like what people get out of being on the show. Like, I feel like no one on the show, no one is there for the right reasons.
No,
maybe Danielle.
No,
maybe.
But, okay, so right after I was like, when we were typing our notes, because we do a recap, by the way, it's on betches.com of The Bachelor. So I was typing my notes and I was like, oh my God, Danielle M, like, she's too normal to be on this. She's right, a neonatal same. Nurse. She's like so sweet. She has this like such a sad story. Then I go on her Instagram.
She has
like a booking email. Like, what are you getting booked for, neonatal nursing?
Well, she's getting booked for post.
Right. Doesn't want to be who quits that wonderful job
of bringing life into the world. Star,
unless she wins. Like, we don't know.
I don't know. I don't. I
stay away from spoilers, so nobody emails.
Yeah, don't tell us. But either way, I think that she's too normal. But like, here's the thing. No one is there looking for love anymore because think about it. Like, you can't just go on The Bachelor and then be like anonymous girl. Like you kind of like you're forced to deal with the trolling on your Instagram, your Twitter, whatever.
Yeah.
Like there, it's not like even to like I remember like in college when you would like look for The Bachelor people on Facebook.
Oh, and yeah, talking about me specifically. Yeah. I would go and friend them on Facebook.
Yes, I remember. Aileen used to do that. Right. And that was like very intimate and the closest you could possibly get to them. But now it's like you can just troll their comments.
Oh my God,
and,
I'm like, such a loser.
Whatever. Who are you friends with still?
This Rob Descant, he was like, he doesn't look as great as he did on Jillian Harris' season, but he looked really cute then.
Right, exactly.
God, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah.
So, hey, Rob. Anyway, but like, yeah, so like now if you go on the show, you're not just looking for Instagram endorsements and fame. Like, you kind of can't avoid that. So someone who's just looking for love and doesn't want to be famous, they're not going to go on the show because like, they're like, they don't want to deal with like, like being essentially like trolled for the rest of, you know, the next 6 months to a year at least.
Yeah, I can't. So, I just can't believe she's not going to be a neonatal nurse.
What is Corinne going to be after this? Like a Playboy model? Like what's she looking to be?
I think that's a good idea for her.
I think she's really pretty.
I think that's a great idea for her. She should be that. She's probably going to be like some model or try to model.
She is. She kind of looks like really Ivanka funny. Trump and she's Chelsea like, Clinton together. Do you see what I mean?
I think she looks like, yes.
Just like both
I think she
of them.
Looks like Amanda Seyfried also.
I see that too.
You Seyfried that?
Sorry. I Seyfried that.
The best is when like the girl who came out like looking like Eve, whatever, with the thing. She's like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Her outfit is so cute. Right, like, her topless outfit is so cute.
Right. It's like, I love her leave thong. Like, what do you mean? Like, can you get any, like, you're basically like, upset that you're not sluttier, so you took off your top. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I see Playboy for her.
I definitely see Playboy. She has zero shame. It's like your first date. It's, I don't know. Okay, you know she has to get like a little bit far because in the previews of last week, like the first episode, they show her like trying to go sleep with him, and like there's no way she's doing that like next week. Like that's gonna be a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
They want to keep her on as the villain.
She's very aggressive.
Nick is not the kind to just be like find that unappealing. If anything, he's like, ooh, like he really likes her. Remember,
this girl's
going to
be aggressive on social media. Therefore, my Instagram like endorsements will be more.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good ratings. But yeah, ABC is not like doing a good job of making him seem appealing. Like, I don't know what the
strategy
is there.
Maybe it'll evolve.
He just seems so not desirable.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't really.
Like, I'm not. I don't even
by the way, that was gibberish.
Like, Ben Higgins, like, not my type, but, like, really
cute.
Yeah.
And
like,
tall.
Yeah.
And attractive. Well, Nick is pretty attractive.
Yeah, but he would be more attractive if, like, they played him up and he, like, had something appealing or confident about him. But, like, going for the girl who takes her top off in front of everyone
is huge
mistake. Yeah.
Speaking of huge mistakes, should we move on? Like, the biggest news of this week.
Which is what?
Is that Kim K was Roberts.
I thought Meryl Streep was the biggest news of this week.
Yeah, that was offensive.
I love her.
But,
Which was offensive?
That her? She's an overpaid or an overrated actress.
I mean, come on. Like, look, you can be best friends with Putin. You can want to kick out all the minorities, but you cannot.
We're not talking about The Bachelor anymore,
Meryl. She's my queen.
She's the queen.
Yeah, Meryl. We're on your team. Beyonce. We don't think you're overrated because obviously you're not.
Do you think that Beyonce, Meryl Streep, two queens, have ever met?
That would be such a great.
What
meme.
Do you think they would talk about?
What would they talk about?
Empowerment, like, blah, blah, blah.
They'd be like, Beyonce, I love your work. Meryl, I love your work.
Yeah. That's, they should be in a music video together.
Honestly, that would be an incredible, like, between two ferns type situation.
I don't know if that's the right.
I don't know, but you know what I'm thinking of, like some sort of like millennial video.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we should arrange that. There's
millennial like Meryl Streep.
Beyonce together.
Together.
Meryl or Beyonce or anyone related to them. If you're listening, we want to make this happen. Please.
I think the chances of them getting together are higher than them anybody related to them or listening.
Why not? Grace Gummer.
You're right. Grace Gummer's cool.
I love Grace Mr. Gummer. Robot. Yeah, Mr. I'm so... Okay. When is that coming back? I'm very excited.
I don't know.
I love her.
But I met Mr. Robot. I mean, not Mr. Robot. I met... What's his name?
Rami Malek.
Yes.
He was also nominated, didn't win, but I was rooting for you, Rami.
Yeah, I met him and he like spoke just like... Mr. Robot guy.
He's awesome. Wait, when is that nicer. Coming back?
I don't know. Look on your TV listings.
your local TV listings.
Wait, just I have to mention the thing that the fact that we found out that Kim K's robbers, one of whom was 72 years old.
Do you want to know why?
It's ridiculous. It's so Ocean's 13 or 11 or 12.
I think it's because in France, everyone's on this like amazing diet. So they. Like, could you? It's like my grandpa.
The,
like, could you
I'm
imagine
on the
robbing my grandpa?
Diet.
Like being,
I can see him coordinating.
He'd be like, ladies.
Typing on his Dell.
Just for the listeners. Just for the listeners. My grandfather is
cute.
On the board of Betches LLC.
Well, he's helped us arrange our finances since when we were college kids and had no idea what the fuck a finance was.
He has an email. sci@betches.com.
But anyway, so.
Don't troll him.
Anyway, the fact that the limo driver was one of the robbers and there was like 13, three of the robbers were women.
Yeah.
Like.
Female empowerment, man.
Yeah, what the fuck? Whatever.
Yeah.
They're all going to get fucked. Like, they're doing DNA. Like, they're doing everything. Like.
Well, they all did it. So, like, they're, what do you think, jail? What do you think the justice system's like in France?
I don't
innocent
know.
Until proven guilty or the other way?
Probably the other way.
Yeah. Savage, the French.
Okay, so.
Shall we do some Dear Betches? Yes.
I couldn't think of like a really good segue for that. Oh, do you want to know who else I was friends with? Who else I Facebook friended?
Who?
Besides some people from The Bachelor I Facebook friended. What's his name from The Wire? Michael K. Williams.
I don't know who that is, but...
He was also on Boardwalk Empire, and he... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which one is he?
He accepted my friend request.
Wow, he's really a man of the people.
Wait, what? Yeah, anyway, so I thought everybody should know that.
Aileen has a lot of famous Facebook friends. Do I have any famous Facebook friends? Just the two. Do I have any Facebook friends?
I don't know. I could check later.
A few Instagram friends.
Yeah.
If you call them friends.
Okay. So let's do a Dear Betch.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Yay. Okay.
Do you want me to read?
You read.
So I'll read the shorter one because my voice is more annoying to read. Okay. I acknowledge that. Hey, Betches. So here's my deal. I feel like I am a serial dater, but the catch is they never go past the first few dates. I am trying not to sleep with randos at this point in my life as much, haha, so I try to save it. I am very blunt and very forward. I usually put everything that I want on the line, and if they don't want that too, then whatever, see ya. But lately I've been getting the guys that are like, yeah, I would love to have drinks again. I feel the same you do, but then never call. Why don't guys just tell the truth and say, hey, you were a fun date, but you want something I don't buy. I get that guys don't want to hurt the girl or me, but it's getting to the point I'm just so frustrated and annoyed. Any advice? Sincerely, the blunt bitch. Peace sign.
Excuse
emoji.
Me, should be bitch.
Advice. Well, what do you want advice on?
Yeah.
You can't answer because you're an email.
Yeah, this is hard because we don't really know how aggressive or forward she is on a first date.
There's a line
between being like super, super forward and being overwhelming to another person. Like in any situation, it's just doesn't have to be dating.
And what is she forward about?
Right. Like sexually forward?
No, I think she's not sexually forward because she says she's trying not to be.
If you're asking what your 5-year plan is on a first date, it's probably too forward.
Maybe she's more forward about like, I think it might be that she's forward about like looking for something serious and wait, can I tell you a story about being blunted forward that happened to me last night?
Okay. What? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's really embarrassing. I was on a third date and this like guy, like I'm like, I'm like not that into him. He was a really nice guy. Like he was always like offering to pay for my Ubers home and did. Yeah. Obviously I took advantage. And he was just like a really nice guy, but like I just like knew that like he wasn't the one.
Right.
And like I just wasn't really interested in like pursuing, like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. So he, like, said something, and it reminded me of so much of something that, like, someone else I'm friends with would have said. And, like, I kind of
had
in my head. Can
you mouth who that friend is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I basically, like, kind of thought in my head that, like, he should date her. Like, the whole time I was like, they, like, I just felt that they, yeah. like, were a better fit than me and him. And I literally just, at one point he said something that was, like, literally has come out of her mouth before. And I just blurted out. I was like, I really think you should date my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's really funny.
I know. And I afterwards, like, he likes me. Like, his face was, like, so disappointed. And I felt, like, so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to, like, that came out wrong, even though it came out completely accurately.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, I felt like.
If, like, it was the fear. Oh, my God. Stuttering yeah. again today yeah. is not my day. There's Stanley. A lot of fact behind what I said. But, like, I'm so sorry to hurt your feelings.
Right, right. I really didn't, like, mean to, like, make it weird. But then we kind of, like, continued on the date just as if it was, like, as if I sort of hadn't said that, but, like, it was sort of hanging in the air, at least for me. But then the people at, like, the bar handed out trivia cards, so that really gave us something to focus on. So it's, like,
super. That's kind of fun.
I was happy about that. But, and then afterwards, he, like, texted me, like, did you make it home okay? And I was just like, yeah. And
here's Allie's number.
I hope she's listening. And then I just, like, basically was like, I'm so sorry, like, made that comment. And he was really great about it. He was like, I really appreciate your honesty. I'm just trying to be real here. And he was like, but if you really think she'd be, like, a better, like, match, like, do you? And I was like, maybe, whatever.
Yeah. And did you give him her number?
Not yet. She's on vacation. So when she gets
back, that's
when
funny. You're back, like, they're going to get married.
Like, I hope so.
Like, I can see it already.
Right? Like, I really.
Based on this matchmaking story.
Like, I just hope that it works for him because he's a really nice guy and he treated her really well. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I would really like
to. You're such a good friend.
That just shows, I just didn't yeah. feel the chemistry.
So you were, so to bring it back,
so
you're
to
being
bring
forward.
It back, I was being forward.
Yeah.
In an embarrassing way. But I think that, like, being forward is not bad, like, in terms of, like, effective communication. It's just, like, how you say it and, like, the person who, like, if you say, like, the honest thing, and the person's the right person, like, they'll hear you and they'll, like, respond well. It's just sort of, like.
I agree, but sometimes, like, when you're just meeting somebody for the first time,
yeah,
there is too forward, like,
right.
talking about
kids,
like,
your kids' names,
like, also depends what how old you are when you're dating,
yeah.
Like, it's true. Okay to be a little bit more forward about your goals because you don't want to waste time and you're a little bit older,
yeah.
But when you're younger, which this girl sounds like she might be a little bit younger, mm-hmm. I would stray away from, like, how serious of a relationship you're looking for on a first date,
true.
Talk, like, you could talk in depth about, like, your life, but
right.
what
wait,
you've
wait
been
a few
through,
dates,
yeah,
and sense out their level of, like, seriousness. But also, like, I think it, like, goes to, like, you kind of want to, like, feel out whether or not the person's, like,
yeah.
really trying to be serious. Because if you're trying to be serious, there's no point in even getting farther with someone who's not trying
to be
serious.
Here's the thing: you don't know if so. I wouldn't know if I want to be serious with another person if I don't know them. So,
right.
like, it's like. Maybe I'm being serious. Maybe I'm not trying to.
Depends
I'm trying
how you
to
met.
Go with the flow. So
true.
If I don't know. Yeah.
Well, it kind
like
of depends
kind
how
of
you
thing.
Met. Like, if someone's on, like, an online dating site,
yeah.
they're probably not there to, like, maybe, I don't know. It seems like they might be a little bit more on this, especially when you have to pay
yeah.
for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
probably, like, looking for something. But yeah, I also agree. It is annoying when guys are not direct.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, to be honest, like, I also had a situation with this, like, about a month ago where a guy was just, like,
so
not.
You're just dating. You're just
yeah,
turning him
yeah, out. Now I have some good stories, at least for the podcast. And he just, like, he wasn't, like, it's not that he wasn't direct. He was just sort of, like, not, like, he wasn't forthcoming with, like, what he was, like, you know, looking for, if he was looking for anything. And those guys, like, it sort of feels like with a guy like that, that they don't necessarily, like, know, and they just don't know what to say. And, like, maybe they're not the best communicator, or maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings. So they think that, like, ghosting is, like, a more effective
yeah.
method, when really ghosting is just
it's
not
worse.
That mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't want to be with that person anyway.
For
so
sure.
Like, who cares about that?
Okay. So I hope we gave you a good answer. Okay, let's do one more, Dear Betch. All right, I'll read it. Hi, ladies. I've been listening to all of your podcasts and TBH. You guys basically make my week, especially lately with your segments on Slay Your Pay. Thank you. See, I recently went through a bit of a rough patch with my employer. I have worked for a large organization for almost 2 years. And as with most jobs, mine requires a good amount of overtime work as a children's hospital event planner. It is pretty average that I work a 50 to 60 hour week. I'm not sure if you heard recently of the FLSA overtime law changes. Basically, if employees made under a certain salary threshold, they were subject to be paid overtime. Well, Obama put forth a lawsuit that raised the salary minimum, which my current salary did not meet. So a week before the December 1st deadline, where the law was supposed to be put into effect, I called to HR and was told I would become a non-exempt employer and be paid overtime. Naturally, I had seen this coming and was ecstatic because this meant I would be paid for all those extra hard worked hours, only to be told a few days later a federal judge blocked the Department of Labor from implementing and enforcing the final rule, which then my employer ripped my new overtime out from underneath me since they didn't, quote unquote, have to. I felt betrayed and as though I was, and as though that was kind of she felt betrayed. My question to you is, should I take this opportunity to go to my boss and ask for a raise based on these mixed messages? I have been recently praised for my hard work and I feel like I'm doing a great job. Please tell me what to do. Great job. That's capital J. That's funny. Tell me what to do. Hashtag help. XOXO. Employed and broke.
Okay, I think she should ask for a raise. It depends when your last raise was, but like can't hurt to do that.
What would you do? I would ask for a raise.
So would I. Especially if like I hadn't had one in a while and whatever.
They just threw me around telling me I'm about to get paid more and now I'm not going to be paid more.
Right. Well, that was like kind of like a little bit of like an external factor, but think this is...
If they know they just did that to you. So it's like I wouldn't use that to argue your raise. I would use your like actual work and proof of all of your accomplishments when you ask for the raise, but don't bring it up because then it sort of sounds petty. Like, like they'll...
You tell me.
Immediately they'll be like, we don't owe you anything. So don't even bring that up. I would just strictly go based on just merit. Talk about like everything you've done and see what happens.
And the overtime you work. Yeah. I agree with that. I do think that this speaks to a bigger issue though in life in general of like I think that like we tend to think that like the laws and the politicians and who's elected judge or whatever doesn't really like affect our lives that much. But I think that it just shows that like in terms of like political activism and like knowing, you know, who your congressman is or like that sort of thing. I think that these things are like more important than we think. Like we tend to think that they don't really affect us. It's so far away. But like
if this is directly
how much like, it affected you were going to get paid overtime and then you weren't going to get paid overtime because of the laws that were passed. So like in terms of like who you are, like vote your interests, vote, like
maybe, do some research.
Yeah, do some research on who you're voting for and like maybe even vote in the midterm elections. Crazy thought.
Crazy. When's the midterm election?
The midterm?
Yes, when is that?
It's on the
tell
even
us,
years.
Tell everyone.
It's on the even years. Okay. So like this was 2016 so there was 2 years. And then 2018. I mean, if you want to vote, you could vote every year even,
you
but
could.
just knowing, you know, what's going on is much more important than I think we necessarily assume it is. And we so, do yeah. matter.
So, yeah. By the way, we're doing a Slay Your Pay campaign with Soap and Glory. And this last month, it did so well that we have like flooded. We were flooded with emails about questions about how to ask for a raise, just general career advice. So we're going to keep going and keep answering your questions. So please feel free to email us, slapped@betches.com. Oh, my God, I got right this time.
Yeah. And you should go to the Women's March next week. Yeah, for female empowerment.
We can't make it, but...
We're like busy that time.
We have a party, but...
yeah, we do have a party, actually.
Do we have a party?
Okay. Yeah. You're hosting a party.
Oh, we're on Okay. Okay, let's play games because we have so many fun things. Also, we did not talk about Vanderpump Rules, which hurts my body that we haven't talked about it because the way that they turned Vanderpump Rules... Did you watch?
I watched Vanderpump Rules.
And you didn't watch Summer House?
I thought it was Timber Creek Lodge. I didn't care.
You didn't, like, think the fact that it was held on a beach, like, didn't give you, like, maybe a clue that it wasn't a lodge?
I was
there's no skiing going on in the ocean?
I thought maybe Vanderpump Rules was around, like, a few... I was like, a little
Timber
bit...
Timber Creek Lodge comes before.
I was don't tired. You know, I was watching later. No, I was tired. I was watching later. I can't wait to go home and watch now.
It was...
After yoga.
It was good, especially because it hits home, because we go to, we're Montauk. New Yorkers. We go to Montauk every summer.
Classy, classy.
Yeah, classy, classy.
Just like Kristen
the
says.
The thing that annoyed me, you should watch it because they go to like, they go, the annoying thing is they go to Southampton for both brunch and to go out, which is an hour away from Montauk, which
just
annoyed
saying,
me.
Really, no one would do that, but I bet no one in Montauk would comp
it,
them.
It would, yeah, obviously. That is clearly an advertisement. But
where'd they go?
To Kozu and AM.
We've been there.
I know. They did our parties.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it was funny.
We literally did Kozu that exact same thing. Kozu was delicious.
Yeah, we did the exact same thing. But that's why I was a little annoyed, because I had an insider's perspective. But anyway, yeah. Let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. I took some notes while I was watching.
Took notes on Vanderpump Rules? What are you
with? Funny. First of all.
So it's eighth grade?
I took notes on my television shows. The fact that Stassi said the words like murder and blowouts, I feel like that needs to be like the title of like a book, murder and blowouts.
Yeah.
Her tell-all, like murder and blowouts. It's like so catchy. Yeah. Anyway, my other note is that Brittany is the best human being alive. She's also
stupid. Yeah, misogynistic. Does that mean massaging?
Does that mean like when he gives me a lot of massages?
Oh my God,
no, that means sexist.
Really yeah, like how does she not know? I feel like they're trying to make that a running theme of this season. Like Brittany not
acting,
knowing
though.
Stuff. I don't think so either. They're just trying to make it like a thing, like things of all the things Brittany doesn't know.
Yeah, because she screams at Jack. She goes, "Why are you harping on over me?" And like that doesn't make any sense.
Whatever. I really like her.
She's so likable. I feel like everybody's so likable. Like Tom is really likable.
Both Toms.
Tom Sandoval asked like some race car guy to sign his flat iron. Like, I just like love that show. It's a train wreck, but in the best way possible.
It's the best train wreck ever.
Yeah. No casualties kind of train wreck. No,
right. It's like a victimless train wreck.
Yeah.
Okay. Games.
Games, games, games.
All right. Some would you rathers.
Wait, let's continue on the Vanderpump Rules. Okay. I'm gonna ask you one. Would you rather get married in a wedding planned and paid for exclusively on Tom Schwartz's terms and finances, or have Jack Saylor plan your fiance's bachelor party?
I mean, probably the latter, because at least I would get a good wedding.
Yeah, I think I would go with the second one, because my fiance would do what he wanted to do regardless.
You can't be held accountable for Jack's.
But Jack's, I don't know, he's like an animal. Oh my God, also when he was like, can't you just get me a turkey sandwich? Like last time you got me a turkey sandwich, you told me you were going to get me a turkey sandwich, but all there was is ham.
Oh my God, Jax, relax. It's a fucking deli meat.
Yeah, well, I think feel like his bachelor party would be very well organized.
Yeah. Right, he's very particular.
Very particular about his meats. So yeah, you would choose a second. I think I would choose a second.
Same.
Like, as much as we love Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. I can't deal with your $8,000 wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, let's play this game. We'll close it off with The Bachelor because that's the thing. We just
fucking
love The Bachelor. It's Bachelor season. It's not winter, it's Bachelor season.
Yeah. It's always Bachelor season though.
So these people, like we were saying, these people had jobs before every contestant or whatever, bachelor, contestant, whatever. Had a job before they went on the show, right? So let's guess what those jobs were. I'm going to give you a few, and you're going to give me a few, and then we're going to check the answers.
Okay.
Okay,
oh my God.
So fun. Okay.
I'm literally not going to know.
I know. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ali Fedotowsky. Wait, I should write this down.
Jewelry designer.
You know it.
Jewelry saleswoman.
Jewelry saleswoman.
Scarf saleswoman.
No, let's go jewelry saleswoman. Okay. Sean Lowe.
Software.
Just something in software.
Something with computers.
Okay. Ben Flagnick.
Oh, I know. He was a vineyard. He owned a vineyard.
Oh, right. You're right. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Okay. Jake Pavelka. Oh, I know this one.
I have no clue, but he seems like he would, like...
Think of him.
He would, like...
Imagine what he wears.
I don't know.
He wears a very specific hat.
I have no Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
Smaller hat.
Leonardo DiCaprio lookalike.
Different type.
I don't know.
Okay. Guess. Pick your best guess. Aspiring bartender. I just said
bartender. Just bartender. Okay, bartender.
Yeah. You don't need to aspire. Yeah. Just apply. Yeah. Okay. okay. You ask me. Yeah.
Okay. JoJo Fletcher. I know what she was.
Wait. I know. she worked in her dad's office? No, like no, no medical?
No.
Real estate, real estate, real estate. Real estate agent.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Desiree Hart Sock.
Des? Sweet Des. My sweet girl.
She's gone.
Des was a dental hygienist. It's probably
was
wrong.
Was she? I don't remember.
I'm just going with the popular vote. Dentist. okay.
Jason Mesnick.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
A salesman, software salesman.
Probably. Brad Womack.
Entrepreneur.
Is he actually?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's check.
Okay, answers.
I promise we didn't look before.
Yeah, we didn't look. We have a whole new sheet of the answers. I can't find them. How about you read me the answers?
Okay, Brad Womack.
No, let's go from the top. Why would you go from the bottom?
Because it's not like, okay. Allie Fedotowsky, advertising account manager.
Oh, you said jewelry saleswoman.
That's
X.
Okay.
Sean Lowe. What's Sean Lowe?
Insurance agent.
Software insurance, yeah, not the same, not but it's same, close but in terms of personality.
Really, you could have done either.
Okay, X.
Who was next?
Ben Flagnick.
Winemaker.
Oh, yes. Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
We knew that. Jake Pavelka.
Yeah.
Commercial pilot.
Yes, see the hat.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Like in a different movie. Yeah.
True. Who is next? Des?
What's Des?
Bridal stylist. I feel like I knew that. Oh,
X.
She's like the perfect bridal stylist.
X on my part. JoJo. Yeah.
JoJo. Real estate developer. No, there's no way.
She's not a developer.
Maybe
she's
an agent. Come okay. on. Developer. That's like not
no.
her kind of job.
But else? I said she worked for her dad, which I think she does.
Possibly.
Okay. Jason Mesnick.
Account executive. What did I say?
I said software salesman, but like that's, okay. It could be an what account kind of executive account? For what sales. Kind of
okay. Maybe. Brad Womack.
I'd like the Q3 reports. Okay.
He would say that.
And the last
Brad
one.
Brad Womack.
What is he?
A bar owner.
Oh, I said entrepreneur. Oh. We win.
A bar owner, entrepreneur.
Just ding, 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 ding.
Aspiring bar owner.
Yeah, aspiring bartender.
I mean, whatever. Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval. They're real bartenders.
They're aspiring. Yeah, they're real reality TV stars and whatever. Okay, so
that was fun.
That was fun, and that closes out this episode. Please, please tell all of your friends about our podcast, Betch Slapped, to subscribe, download iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, blah, 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 blah.
You can also listen to it on our website.
Yeah, we post
Betches.com.
Yes, we post
ever
them.
Heard of it?
Yes, we post. Yes, we post them all on our website, betches.com/podcast, but that's probably wrong. Just Google it. And okay, that is it. We love you all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.